Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. I would like to intervene in the area of the health sector, especially in the area of primary health care, which is a key area in which the Minister of Health is focusing to revive, to support care needs, especially for women and children. And the Ministry of Health is making all efforts to ensure that all district hospitals have provided services, especially in the area of maternal and child health care. And now all district hospitals are performing operations which will really reduce referrals to the main general hospitals. Furthermore, also in the area of female genital mutilation, it's important to note that the recent multi-indicator study in the Gambia has indicated that the performance of this act has reduced in the rural areas, which really is an important area in supporting the banning and also abandonment of FGMC. In the area of child marriage, as we know, the Ministry of Education have been sending support in the area of girls' education and also providing second chance education for those who have dropped out of school, thus trying to address the issue of child marriage and strengthening it. Furthermore, the National Social Protection Agenda has really improved, and we've been working on supporting. There's a new program starting on this year, which is called the NAFA program, which will support 15,000 households with cash transfers, and also will strengthen the support to the extremely poor families, families with disabilities, and also persons with disabilities. This will certainly strengthen the and reduce the poverty level among this group. Also, the Ministry of Health is working keenly with the Ministry of Finance to enact the National Health Insurance Bill. A draft bill has already been completed. Thank you.